The first thing that stands out at a world-class swim meet is how loud it is. During warm-ups, music blares over loudspeakers, coaches bark instructions,
your body position, your walls look great, you look really smooth,
and announcers fire up the crowd.
Can you hear me? Let me hear you!
But when the swimmers take the starting blocks for the first race, all that noise drops out. And with that splash, some of the world's best swimmers dive into the Mecklenburg County Aquatic Center.
This meet, since its inception, was designed to bring in the best competitors. It started within the South, and it has grown to nationally, now internationally.
That's David Marsh. He's the director of coaching for the SwimMAC team, which has hosted Ultra Swim since the 1980s. It now attracts hundreds of swimmers and dozens of Olympians, like gold medalist Dana Vollmer.
It's just a really, really well-run competition, and so a lot of the national team and the most elite swimmers in the country all want to come to Charlotte.
Vollmer says it's a chance for the top swimmers to see what kind of shape they're in before the World Championship trials. It's also a chance for up-and-coming swimmers to measure themselves, like Kathleen Baker, who trains in this pool with the SwimMAC team.
This pool looks way different than it does when I practice here in the morning. So like they like put makeup on the pool is like how I think about it.
Baker just turned 16, and she put on a show in one of the finals. Baker won the 200-meter individual medley, swimming it faster than she ever has. That roar you heard from the crowd was one of the loudest moments last night. The other swimmers who got big cheers are the ones you'd expect.
Representing Daytona Beach Swimming, Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte had 2 third-place finishes. He says he's still getting back in shape after last summer's Olympics. He and fellow gold medalist Cullen Jones had some fun together after the races. Jones trains in Charlotte, and you'll hear him first.
So how does it feel to be in Charlotte?
I love it. I've been coming here for the past 6-7 years now, and I mean, I love this meet. Hey, whoa,
it's because you're old.
Yeah, you're older than me.
5 months.
Well, you're so older. But no, I love coming here. This atmosphere, the fans and everything, it's just great.
Lochte gave one of his third-place medals to a fan. Tammy Ellis drove all the way here from Spartanburg, and her 6-year-old son Lucas got a treat.
So I was actually just pointing at Ryan to see if I can have his swim cap to give it to Lucas, and then he ended up giving him his medal and everything.
I'm so happy that I got this medal.
Another fan favorite was Ricky Behrens, who grew up in Charlotte.
I just enjoy coming home, spending time with my family, and you know, seeing all the kids. It's just like a one big family here, and it's fun to be able to come back and almost like celebrate with them.
Organizers estimate more than 4,000 fans turned out over the weekend. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.